This is Sound Mindset. I'm Robert, and today is worth celebrating. Today is Friday. I hope you're doing great wherever you're joining me from. I'm so glad that we get to do this together. I'm in Franklin, Tennessee, and I look forward to this every day. Here's what we do in our moments together. We start by just focusing on our breathing to get centered and still. Then we check in with how we're feeling and let God know our heart. We close our time every day by focusing on God's Word to see what He has for us in this day. We do this daily pause together to get fully present in stillness, to know and be known by God. So as we begin, I invite you to just get comfortable, relax your body, quiet in your mind. Let's focus on our breathing. Take a few slow, deep breaths, inhaling through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds and then let it escape slowly through your mouth. We'll do this a few more times, just breathing in through your nose deeply, holding it, and then exhaling completely through your mouth. Relax your muscles and any tension you might be feeling right now. Tension in your body, in your shoulders, tension in your head, your emotions. Decide to just let all of it go right now. Just pay attention to the rising and the falling of your chest as you breathe. Being fully present in this moment right now. As you breathe in and out. Now I invite you to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What emotions pop into your brain when I say that? A lot of times we don't take time to pay attention to what's actually going on. So in the stillness, this is an opportunity for you to get really honest about how you're feeling right now. Next, let's turn our focus to our Father, who meets us in stillness. I want you to picture Him. He's with you right now. Picture Him with you, beside you, in front of you, in your same physical space, your loving Father. Tell Him how you're feeling. Everything. And now let's make some space for Him to speak to us. Not in condemnation. Just that still, small voice. Let's listen for Him. On our final day this week, we'll focus on a very well-known, but an always powerful chapter in Scripture. This is from Psalm 139. Listen carefully to the words of verses 1 through 6. O Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. So if God really does examine our hearts and knows everything about us, then don't you think it's okay for us to get real with him about how we feel and what you're feeling about your life and anyone in it? Isn't it safe to say he can handle whatever you need to get honest about? That's why we do this exercise of discovering how we feel, for him to know us. He already knows what's going on, but it's in verbalizing, identifying what we're feeling, that we enter into relationship. It's not about informing him of something he doesn't know. It's about connection. Have you ever considered venting your emotions to God? I think the Psalms shows us that that's exactly what we're supposed to do. So here's the next six verses of Psalm 139. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. So once again, if you can't go anywhere to get away from God, even in the dark, and he promises to guide and support you, then let this week be a game changer in your relationship with him. Talk to him like a best friend. If you need to vent, to let it all out, get loud. Let out some anger and some steam. Go for it. Tell him what you think and how you feel. To take care of yourself, you need to let this out. Your hurts and your healing happen by opening up completely before God. That really is what prayer is all about. So as we ruminate on this, let's take some slow, deep breaths once again. Breathe deep, then slowly exhale and let go of the thoughts that God wants us to clean up before we come to him. Let's move into the balance of a father that wants to know us intimately. All the anger, all the frustration, all the gladness, all the sadness, there is nothing hidden from him. And in confessing that and speaking that out loud, we actually move into a whole nother level of intimacy with him. That's what he wants from us. So as we move into this weekend, let's practice what this psalm talks about, holding nothing back from God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's time I got honest with you, like really honest. Actually, it's kind of funny for us to think that you can't handle how we feel or what we might say. Just like verse 4 said, you know what I'm going to say before I even say it. So just help me to get honest and tell you my heart. As above, so below. Amen. It is so reassuring for us to know that we can say anything to God. As you walk into this weekend, I pray that that is a reality for you, that you bring him into every bit of your life, hold nothing back, and see how it changes your relationship with him. I hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to being back with you again on Monday. God bless.